Folks, we are here with Bill Bullard, head cheese at RCAF USA. Bill, always nice to have you on America's Hot Barn Report. How do the pastures look around Billings, Montana?
Well, we've just gotten another rain, and we've had several here this summer, late summer, and so things are looking pretty good.
Awesome. We've traveled from Dodge City, Kansas to the Canadian border, basically, and pastures looking good everywhere. Cattle prices, too. Now, Bill, in the unlikely event someone doesn't know, tell us about the mission statement and what you do at RCAF USA.
Well, RCAF's entire purpose is to ensure the opportunity that for independent cattle producers to remain profitable and viable in their cattle and sheep operations in the United States of America.
That's a good goal. Now, the million-dollar question, do you feel these cattle prices are going to hold here near record all-time highs?
Well, we have record all-time low supplies, which means that we should see stronger cattle prices on into the future for perhaps another 2 to 3 years. But we saw in 2015 cattle prices inexplicably collapse when we were facing the essentially the same kind of circumstances. We need these prices to remain, to rebuild our herds and to attract new entrants into the industry. That's why we're fighting so hard for reforms in the market.
We hear a lot about RCAF USA when the prices are down, and then when they're up, everybody, you know, they're kind of like, I'm not worried about it, but they should be, right?
Well, absolutely. So in 2024, just last year, for example, we imported a record 6.3 billion pounds of beef from the commodity beef and from the live cattle converted to beef. And so what we need to do is we need to begin managing imports. We cannot allow these artificially cheaper imports to continue to leverage down our domestic prices and to enable the globalists, the multinational packers, to use the imports as direct product substitutes for our U.S. cattle and beef. And when they do that and it's undifferentiated without country of origin labeling, they're able to reduce the demand for live cattle here in America, which is harmful to our domestic cattle and sheep producers.
Amen, brother. Now, I'm a big fan. We here at the Hot Barn Report are big fans in all of our sale barns of RCAF USA. Any rollover events, now that's how you fund RCAF USA, one of the ways. Any rollover events coming up in the near future in our neck of the woods?
We do. On Wednesday, September 24th, we have a rollover event at Platt, South Dakota.
Okay, tell us how the process works, if you would, please. And we will be there. Hot Barn will be in the seats, and we're going to be broadcasting that on Facebook. It'll also be on CattleUSA.com.
Well, we have a member that would donate a live calf rolled over at the auction, bidding on the calf, and then the calf is turned back to continue bidding, and we do that until all of the people in the stands are done with their contributions. But this is an important fundraising event. We represent cow-calf producers and feeders, and that's where the cow-calf producers and feeders congregate, and they have been extremely generous in helping to fund our organization.
Amen, Bill. And that is one of our reporting barns, and they also have a big barbecue sale there. Everyone should show up in Platt, South Dakota, actually tomorrow. Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA, always a pleasure to have you on America's Hot Barn Report.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you, Monty.